This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is responding to charges of genocide at the U.N.'s top court on Friday after South Africa filed an urgent request with the court to issue a ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Thursday, saying the situation in Gaza has reached a new and horrific stage. The court has already found that there's a real and imminent risk to the Palestinian people in Gaza by Israel's military operations. ICJ judges have broad powers to order a ceasefire and other measures, though the court doesn't have its own enforcement apparatus. Dozens of pro-Israel protesters gathered outside the International Court of Justice, one telling the AP, "I hope they take a wise decision and they know it's not genocide, but that Israel is trying its best to get the hostages back and to end the war." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would force President Joe Biden to send weapons to Israel on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has details.
The move is seen as a rebuke to Biden for delaying bomb shipments as he urges Israel to do more to protect civilians during its war with Hamas. The House approved the Israel Security Assistance Support Act largely along party lines. Some 16 Democrats joined most Republicans voting yes. Republicans accused Biden of turning his back on Israel after facing widespread pro-Palestinian protests. The act is not expected to become law, but its passage underscored the deep U.S. election year divide over Israel policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is